Should some of the oldest and grandest sculptures in the British Museum go back to a new museum in Athens? Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art on KWBU.
In 1801, Thomas Bruce, the British ambassador to the Ottoman Empire, was in Athens, which was then under the control of the Ottomans. Lord Elgin, as Bruce is better known, was fascinated by the art of classical Greece and by the sculptures in the Parthenon in particular. That ancient building from the age of Pericles had taken a beating over the intervening centuries, including a devastating explosion in 1687 when it was being used as an ammunition storehouse. And it was in very bad shape as the 19th century dawned. Elgin decided that he would remove as many of the marble sculptures as he could from the building and take them back to England for safekeeping in his ancestral home. He got the Ottoman government's vague permission to do so. In the years to come, however, Lord Elgin fell on hard times financially, and in 1816, in exchange for a sum of money to pay off his debts, he transferred the entire collection to the British Museum, where they remain to this day. When they opened to the public, the marbles set off a Greek craze in London society. But since the beginning of their time in England, the marbles have also inspired efforts to return them to what many say is their rightful home. The late English journalist Christopher Hitchens backed the idea of returning them. If the Mona Lisa had been sawed in two during the Napoleonic Wars, he once said, and the separate halves had been acquired by different museums in, say, St. Petersburg and Lisbon, would there not be a general wish to see what they might look like if reunited? In 2009, a marvelous, modern, new Acropolis Museum opened just 1,000 feet down the hill from the Parthenon itself. In it is a gallery expressly designed to display all of the existing Parthenon sculptures in their entirety, and from which the visitor can merely turn his head to look up the hill at the majestic building itself. As closely as possible, it seeks to replicate how the sculptures would have looked to the citizens of ancient Athens. Since the opening of that museum, several other places in Europe, the Vatican, Palermo, Heidelberg, have returned little pieces of Parthenon marbles that they had back to Athens. But the British Museum has resisted all calls for giving back the art since they first took possession of it. As we talked about last week, the example of France sending numerous works of art from its wonderful museums back to the African countries from where they came may put additional pressure on the British to return the Parthenon marbles. The current matter of Brexit may aid the cause too. Once Parliament agrees on a deal, Greece, as a member of the EU, would also have to approve any sort of Brexit treaty. That might give the Athens government extra leverage in its fight to reunite a piece of art that was created long before there was a British museum, or, for that matter, a London museum.